Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kendra. How may I help you?
Yes, Kendra, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because you're coming over a little faint for me, but that's fine. You're going to have to bear with me on this because I'm doing something I've never done before is, well, of course, I haven't done anything right this whole year, I guess. I ended up in the hospital for 6 months, and I'm just getting home. And since I'm just sitting here, I was going through some of my bills and stuff, and it shows one of my credit cards was used for, I don't know, and so I called the credit card company, and they gave me this phone number to call for a $49 charge on December 23rd.
Okay,
I don't know what it's, and I don't know what it's for. I don't know who it's to, so I'm kind of at a loss.
yes, ma'am. And could you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up an account?
I can. It's 61088.
Your first and last name? And your first and last name, ma'am?
I go by Joe, but it's Kathy King is my legal name.
Okay, so I'm not seeing anything with that. Could it be under the telephone number you're calling in on?
No, because I didn't. I mean, I would not have used my telephone. I didn't have my cell phone on.
Well, I did find an account matching that number. Could you verify your address?
Yes. 907 Indian Parkway, Winnebago, Illinois, 61088.
Okay, and did you do a
You know what, even though I didn't use my phone, I guess if it was on the computer, I could have typed in my phone. See, that's the medication working for me.
Yes, ma'am. So I do see that a contest entry was done for a Dyson vacuum cleaner, and it enrolled you into the Bites Hub, which is a meal plan that helps with recipe guides. And this was just in December.
Okay, I would not have wanted any of those. I have an in-home vacuum system, and I definitely would not have done a meal system because I'm eating out of a tube. So unless they're making tube food for me, so that definitely I either click the wrong button or something, but I need to get that off of there because I don't have enough money to pay for my prescriptions or anything else.
Well, I could offer to change the monthly rate and get it down to $20 a month.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. But like I said, the $20 a month wouldn't help me with anything still, right?
No, man, it would just be $20 off the monthly rate, bringing the cost down.
Okay, and I don't want a monthly rate. I just need this. This credit card was given to me by a friend to use for essential items, not for drawings or anything like that.
Okay.
So I definitely do not want any future charges on it. And I really don't know how to get that $49 off of it because, like I said, actually, December 23rd. That's strange. I would have been in surgery on the 23rd, so.
Well, I can offer a $45 refund with the $5 non-refundable setup fee on that charge.
Okay, that's fine. I'll take 45 versus nothing, right?
Yes, ma'am, and that can take up to 3 to 5 business days to fall back into your account.
Okay, so let me write this down because I'm not. Well, credit 45. And then I have no subscriptions of any sort going to be popping back up or anything, right?
Correct, your account was canceled.
Wonderful. And do you show anything else out there under that address, phone number, email?
No, ma'am.
Okay, because the same day as yours for the 49 was the $44 one, and I'm like, huh. So I was kind of confused, you know, so, but perfect. And your name was, dear?
Kendra.
Kendra, I always like to acknowledge names. I really appreciate your help, and because I don't know what I would do. I can't figure out a lot right now, but they say it takes a while once you've been down for such a while. I'm, you know, learning to walk and stuff like that. Thank God I can talk. Not according to the rest of my family. They prefer the other way. Just kidding. They said, my God, do you ever be quiet? I'm like, I was quiet for 6 months. Come on.
Yes, ma'am.
So thank you for helping me with that. And thank you for not putting any, to stop the subscription immediately. And to refund that $45, I appreciate it, Kendra. And you stay safe wherever you are.
You as well. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you, dear. Bye now.